today I have a guest with me.
And definitely, again, I'm here with Nick. He's an advocate. But also apart from that, Nick is also a parent to three amazing kids. He was married before, but now he's on his own. That's what we need to talk about. You know, the society raises us in a different way. The way we're brought up in a family setup, mom and dad, kids.
Yeah.
You have been married before.
Yeah.
How was that like, being in a family setup and raising your kids?
Like you said, I also grew up in a proper family setup. My mom, dad, siblings, the occasional 17 cousins and an uncle. Africa pop your household, but this, no, like it's your young the Shamba boys. It's a full household. So naturally, as you grow up, you want that for yourself as well. And then you get old enough to see the value of the family to the child as the child is developing. So of course I wanted that. So the point was getting separated, divorced. It's not a decision I made lightly. We were in a bad place for some time, and at some point I felt it's going to impact the kids more negatively if I stay than if I leave, because I don't want them to have this idea that a family should be like this. This is not what life is. I worry that if kids grow up seeing you in a toxic relationship, which is what it was at the time, but we're good now, we speak, we're cordial, that's fine, but at that time it was very toxic, and you can never tell which way the kid will lean. Either they learn that this is not the way to be in a relationship, or they shall grow up imagining that if you're in a relationship and you're committed, you must just agree to suffer. You know, I never wanted that for my kids. I want them to know that if it's not working, just leave. Just leave it be. See, Lazima. Don't die at the altar of I'm committed to this. You know? Yeah, so that was ideal. That was the most ideal situation when I was raising the kids. I'm very close with the boys.
How was that separation like for you? Because for you to sit down and come up with a decision and decide, you know what, let's go separate ways. How was that for you?
It was difficult because I spend a lot more time with my kids than the mom dad. Okay, I used to when we were together, because she has an 8-to-5, I'm self-employed. So I leave the house early. Also, early, come back early. Yeah. So by the time the first one comes from school, I'm back in the house, or I don't even go at all. So I spent a lot of time with my boys. We were very, very close, extremely close, and we are still close. But after I left, you can tell the kids, Messi. They'll become like, I call them my satellites. When I walk into the house, where I go, they go. If I stand up, they stand up. If I sit down, they sit down. If I go to the kitchen, they go to the kitchen. If I go, and so on. We're extremely, extremely close. And I know the situation is not ideal for them, and it's impacting them. And as a parent, one of the biggest dilemmas you have is, what level of sacrifice is okay? Should I just sacrifice? I know that around 70, 71. So should I sacrifice the better part of almost 4 decades? Just because the kids need me in the house? So that's the biggest struggle. That's the biggest struggle, because you're always weighing, but not the kids, but not the kids, but not the kids. It's always in the back of your head.
Yeah.
And it's a challenge, let me put it that way. For anyone who's listening and you want to maybe take a break from your relationship, or you want to get divorced and you have kids, or even a child, just one, trust me, it's at the end. Even the mom tells me that these boys, they miss you, they need you. Because she says that she has the kids, she has custody, but she knows how they feel about their father.
Yeah.
And they keep asking her, and they've not moved on. Where's Papa? Is Papa coming back? You know? Mm. And even for her, it's getting to a point now, she doesn't know what to tell them anymore.
It's proving difficult.
Yes. So it's not a decision you make lightly.
Yeah.
That's one. But two, there is undoubted value. Undoubted value in getting yourself in a place where you are happy and you're mentally healthy. That also rubs off on the kids. So as you make your decision, which one can make for you, you have to be the one to find that balance between, at what point does the scale tip?
Yeah.
This is so bad for me that now it's impacting negatively on the kids.
Yeah.
When you get to that tipping point, then start thinking of leaving. But provided the situation can be mitigated, maybe you're talking, you're going for counseling, you hold the parents, two guys, and the wins can still tips in favor of the kids, Vumilia, ngangana, negotiate, deal. Fix your relationship if you can. If it tips over, toka.
And another thing that you have to be very cautious of when you're in a toxic situation or you're trying to make a decision whether you should leave a marriage, a relationship, whatever the situation may be, you have to be very careful that you don't end up using your child or your children as an excuse, a compensatory mechanism for staying in a bad place. Sometimes you know the relationship isn't working. You know it's terrible for you and your mental well-being. You know the kids are getting an extremely bad message about what relationships should be like. But you choose to stay. And it says for the kids, but in actuality, you are the one who's not ready to let go of the relationship. Nothing to the kids. Either you still love the person or you still feel committed to the cause of having a united family. It has nothing to do with the children. You're the one who's not ready to move on. But don't unpender. Or maybe it's the love making, okay, sex, whatever it is. Or the money. So it may be whatever reason, the quality of life that it can give you. And you know, if I move out, I can't live this way. The holidays will stop, the fancy parties will stop, the chauffeur-driven cars will disappear. And you're not ready to sacrifice that. So you say, I'm instead for the kids, you know, they need their father or they need their mother. And yet, that's not the main reason you're staying. You're staying for you, for your own reasons.
Yeah,
for your own. Which is okay. If you want to stay for your own reasons, stay. But be honest with yourself. Don't use the kids.
Don't say, I'm doing it for the baby.
Nakumbe ni pesa na kusumbua, or you're just a randy person. Whatever it is. Don't use the children as an excuse to stay in a place you know is bad for you.
After the separation, now you had to be on your own, but also now you had to figure out how many times to see the baby. You can't have them around all the time. How is that like?
Well, I'm lucky. Mm-hmm. There's never been any conflict with their mom. I see them when I want, where I want. I go pick them up, I go and play this, come back. They've even been to my place, slept over for the weekend. Okay. It's not unusual. I even go with them to Kisumu for a week, come back. Mm-hmm. It's normal. There's no conflict there. So if I want to see the boys right now, I just get up, get my car and go see the boys right now without any conflict, without any issue. If I find the boys over for the weekend, I'll say I'm taking the boys on Thursday or Friday, I bring them back Sunday. No issue. So I'm lucky. We not have that conflict. Of course, some couples have that back forth. The mother wants to see the babies. It must be supervised.
Yeah.
Oh, watu ametoka. Oh, atu koleo. You can't mesafiri. I know fathers who had to go to court just to get visitation rights and to even compel the mother to take money for maintenance. Because some women are so malicious. They want to deny you every aspect of that child's life to the extent that even if you send money every month for the maintenance, they send it back.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
Because they don't have to feel like a father in any way, form, or manner.
Mm.
Parents are willing. The dad is willing. But to my person, he's pleading. Can I even see the child? Let me come and see the child there.
Yeah.
And I cut her. And my person every month, and I'll be sure. This guy had to go to court to force the woman to take money and to get visitation rights. And it was so bad. This woman eventually went to a different country. I left the child with the mom in Kenya. I left instructions. This man is not to see the baby. She's not been around.
So separation actually really impacts on the babies.
Heavily, heavily. That's what I'm saying. Don't make the decision like me. It's a heavy thing. And I promise you, once you leave, there'll be a period of joy and happiness that now finally I'm mentally at peace and whatnot. But as sure as the sun will rise tomorrow, you're going to miss your kids. You may not miss the mother, but you're going to miss that setup where you could come from the office and see your kids there, and you watch cartoons with them, and you help them with your homework, and you put them to bed. They're going to miss those things.
Mm-hmm.
It's inevitable. It's inevitable. So if you make a rash decision and leave, when that day comes, which I'm telling you will definitely come, you're going to kick yourself in the ass. Be very careful with that decision. And there's nothing more difficult than going back. Mm-hmm. Leaving is easier than going back, because for you to go back, you have to rearrange your life afresh. Then you know people are proud. You have to swallow your pride. You have to look stupid. You have to look stupid like a good colander and do major tradition, you know. So going back is difficult. Leaving will always be comparatively easier. So make the leaving very difficult so that they never feel compelled to go back. Kids just need love.
Mm.
They need love, attention, care. Kids need to feel loved and accepted and wanted. You don't have to be in the traditional, you know, we're living together type family for kids to feel that way. But of course, if you're not living together, you need to put in a lot more work than someone who akiamka to the kids are there. Even when akona hangi, satu yako hapa. He's in a bad mood, satu yako hapa. He's come from Jobo, satu yako hapa. He's come from safari, the kids are there.
If you don't live with your kids, it means you have to wake up no hani yako jipeleke kukwaona. Because it's Sunday and Sunday is family day. Or you come from safari out of town, you get in, but you know you're missing your kids for 4 or 5 days, go there. You have to take time out of your normal day for your kids. If you're living with them, you just have to wake up and the kids are there.
Yeah.
So, of course, now it means you have to put in more effort, you have to put in the work to spend time with your kids, to make them feel loved, cared for, and wanted, especially wanted. Because it's very easy for the children to feel like you abandoned them, mm-hmm. like you didn't want them. It's very easy.
So yours is, we can call it a successful co-parenting situation, right?
Very successful. I'm lucky. God loves me.
He does. Mm. He loves us all.
Mimi sana sana.
Oh my, you had to.
Of course I did. But yeah, so
yeah,
don't make the decision lightly. Make sure your kids feel loved, cared for, and wanted, regardless of their age. 2 years will know the instance you leave the house and you're not going back.
Co-parenting is crazy because I think a couple of people have tried it first, but we just don't get along on how things are supposed to be done, because now there's anger, we're not together anymore, you know.
Jealousy.
Yes, there's jealousy.
I moved on with nani was chums, kumbe ni pesa kwenda kusumbua.
Exactly.
That's a man talking.
Yes.
Then the woman is up, you just want to be that young thing. Blah, he likes small girls. Went to Mia Vibaya. That malice then reflects on how you guys are interacting in front of the kids and why the kids are involved. Terrible situation. Terrible, because the kids will know. Mothers will poison their kids' minds. Papa doesn't even love you. Try kujangi hapa. Small things. Then you see the kids are getting distant from you because they're being fed on the other end. So yeah, that mine is a success story. It can be done.
It can be done. Come out, you just have to get it right.
Come out with narrow savvy. If adults agree to be adults with the adult problem and keep the kids out of it, it can be done.